This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Margaret Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, date of birth 12/2/1940. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Weaver with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and chronic mild hyponatremia. Her last visit was January 16th of this year. Her weight is stable. She does have occasional fatigue and some low blood pressure at times. And again, when she checks it, it can be rather high. So it does fluctuate quite widely. She also reports that she usually drinks a total of about 64 ounces in 24 hours, which is the amount of fluid we prefer for the hyponatremia. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Cozaar is 50 milligram daily and the Coreg 25 milligram twice a day. Hydralazine is 25 milligram twice a day, and she's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Also on Synthroid, Benadryl, allergy, and Centrum Silver vitamins. Physical exam, weight 137 pounds, pulse 67, blood pressure is 137 over 80. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 22nd of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.41. That was the same creatinine it was in January. And estimated GFR is 38. Sodium is 132, also stable, same level as it was 6 months ago. Potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 24, calcium 9.3. Albumin is 3.8, phosphorus 3.8. Hemoglobin 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. We will continue to get lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. Bilaterally small kidneys, 3, hypertension, well controlled, 4, chronic mild hypokalemia. She will continue to follow her fluid restriction of 64 ounces in 24 hours. And with her symptomatic low blood pressure, the best medication to hold, I advised her, was the hydralazine on days that the blood pressure is less than 100 systolic. And not to stop it, but maybe to hold one dose if the blood pressure happens to be that low. I did advise her not to change the Coreg or the Cozaar at this point. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.